You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, do you know the real Jesus? Let me give you some facts that might question that answer that most Christians give right off the top, because they have been lied to and deceived by Satan and Satan's minions. What was the message that Jesus was teaching? The message from Jesus was about the soon coming kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So they got it partially right, because they'll say, well, Jesus taught the gospel, or the gospels is about Jesus. What is the gospel specifically? If you ask the average Christian, what is the gospel? They can't answer that. But your Bible does. Let me read it again. Matthew 4:23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's what the gospel is. The true gospel is about the gospel of the soon coming kingdom of God. Wow. Have you ever heard that before? If you go down to the Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Episcopalian, Catholic, and on, Pentecostal, on and on, you won't hear that, because the preachers themselves don't even know it. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Our number one priority is to seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom. Whoa, wait. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. You want to know why Jesus isn't here today? Because the gospel of the kingdom has not been taught, and it's not being taught even here in East Tennessee by the vast majority of the churches. I'd say if you could find 5% out there, and that's being super generous, that understand that the gospel is about the gospel of the kingdom of God, that would be generous. Mark 1:14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. What was Jesus' message over and over and over? He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and repent and believe in the gospel. Which gospel? The gospel of the kingdom of God. That's the gospel that Jesus taught. That's the gospel that if you go and read what most of the gospels are called, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's what they're talking about. That is the gospel. If you've never heard this before and you're sick of being lied to, if you really want to know the truth and God is calling you, putting it on your mind to search for the truth, we'd love to meet you. And here's how it can happen. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.